We are reading in the writings of Baal Salam Kabbalah for the student, cast their seeds among the nations. I'm sorry, not Kabbalah for the student. So the writings of Rabash, volume 3, article 566, cast their seed among the nations. Then all the congregation lifted up their voices and cried. As the writing says, she raised her voice against me. Therefore, I hate her. That voice that you cried caused you to be hated. At that time, it was decreed that the temple would be ruined so that Israel would be exiled among the nations. For so the writing says, therefore he raised his hand to cast them down in the desert, and that he would cast their seed among the nations and scatter them in the land.
Okay, so we need to understand that it all talks about internality and not externality. That those desires, those intentions that were all directed to in order to bestow, to connection, to love, to be as one man in one heart, and so on, have all fallen from their degree, from the intentions in order to bestow, and entered intentions in order to receive in an opposite manner. That's called the ruin and shattering. And then they entered amongst the nations of the world, which is called mingled with their egoistic desires without a covering of a masach. Okay.
To understand all the above in the work, we should interpret the meaning of the temple. When a person is rewarded with a temporary illumination of Kedusha, of holiness, it is considered that he has entered the temple. And the ruin of the temple is when the illumination is taken away from him. The ruin comes when the person sins, meaning when he uses this illumination in order to enjoy it in his heart, or when he receives from it support in the mind. At that time, it departs from him. There is the voice of the Creator, and there is the voice of the Lower One, called her voice or their voice. The voice of the Creator is when he speaks only so as to thereby bring contentment above. The voice of the Lower One is when the speaking is in order to bring contentment to men, as it is written, and they raised their voice. Also, she raised her voice against me, which caused all the ruin. During the ruin, the temple does not remain intact, as in the state he had prior to being rewarded with the temple. Rather, it gets worse. For there is a rule that if a person does not rise, he falls. Hence, due to the sin, besides taking from him what he was given, he is also punished. This is called being exiled among the nations, when they fall under lusts and desires of the nations of the world. This is the meaning of, he raised his hands to cast them down in the desert, where there is no settlement of the mind of Kedusha. And to cast their seeds among the nations means that the forces called their seeds are for the lusts of the nations. So he cannot do any work unless it gives pleasure to the body, regarded as the nations. To scatter them in the lands means that all their thoughts are scattered, thinking that the uneducated think. This is the meaning of saying, raising a hand against raising the voice, that they sinned only in the voice, having a thought about their own benefit. But their desire was to be in Kedusha. But against that, the raising of the hand was that they fell lower down, meaning desired only corporeal things. However, this is for the purpose of correction. Otherwise, they would not feel the lack that they must correct their actions. Rather, they would settle for little, meaning for the state they had prior to being rewarded with illumination. They agreed to remain that way. However, when they fall lower down, there is hope that finally the living will place it to his heart to make repentance and rebuild the temple.
Meaning that the falls are actually for our benefit, so that we at last recognize our despicable state and attempt to rise from it, because we can't stand such a descent, and we will start to correct ourselves. Questions? Yes, Gershon?
This process is necessarily in each degree. The person crashes into those desires.
There's no righteous in the land who has done good and will not sin prior to that.
What do you mean before that?
Before he did good. And also after he did good, he falls again and rises again. Once wicked, once righteous, once wicked. How could it be any other way? And the descent, the fall, needs to be deeper, greater than it was, than the ascent was, so that the next ascent will be more of an ascent, higher. That's how it is. If you are raised in sanctity, then you're also lowered prior to that.
So there are two questions. One, where is the man's choice in this process?
Man's choice in all of this process is to want, to agree, to respect and bless the process. By gripping onto the right environment.
That everything it will give him the right environment is observing the process and ability to be grateful for it?
No, not just that. You're saying only. No. The environment can give him many things. To ask of the Creator, to receive from the Creator, the whole connection with the upper, the whole scrutiny he has of what's happening to him, why it's happening to him, it's all by the environment. Because without the environment, he doesn't have a clue where he can scrutinize the situation. Why am I in such a state? Well, tell me. How will I know? They say, this is because you are terrible, you're bad, you're an egoist. Where am I an egoist? What does it mean, bad? Only in the group you can scrutinize such things. That's why one who doesn't... Well, if you see a society that's not organized in a 10, it doesn't matter what philosophies or methods or teachings they have there. Even if they have there some, I don't know, brilliant things, it's not called true attainment. That's not called the building of the temple. Even evil can't be located as it should be. But rather they have psychology. Yes?
Okay, that's clear to some extent. Second question is, why does he write it in such words about Kabbalists that they're punished and there's...
He wrote these articles for himself. You can come to my archive, or I'll bring it here. We need to bring here these papers, so you can see what he wrote. He wrote it for himself. This is a handwritten text. It's not. I have all these writings, and that's how it's written. So he wrote this for himself. Maybe not for himself, maybe to talk about this, but before people who are accustomed to such language, such sentences.
I'll tell you why I'm asking. It should be a beautiful process, meaning if a person cleaves onto the group and through him to the Creator, and he sees the whole process that takes place in him, it should be beautiful.
Beautiful, yeah. So why wouldn't it be beautiful?
Well, there are such expressions that he's being punished and all that.
Yeah, well, he feels that too. He feels that, also that, and that's also beautiful. It all depends on dvikut, on adhesion. If we're adhered, then there's no evil. Everything joins, both the plus and the minus, to the same attainment of the goal, and there's no problems. Well, chup. But do you want something? Nothing. Wonderful. Yes? No more questions? Okay.
How do we locate the bad?
Locate? That's why the 10 was given to us. The random 10, the permanent 10, these 10s, those 10s. But it's all in order to locate the evil. I don't need to seek the evil in any other place than what's between us. No other place but what's between us. And only from learning from one another. And when I learn from my friend, I have to put my attention, I need to be sensitive. Also attention. That this is what the Creator is presenting before me. He's showing me. If I look in the 10 at the friends, at all kinds of forms of connections between them, relationships, how they're relating to me, what I'm thinking about them, that's all the Creator teaching me what my state is relative towards the connection to Him, towards the connection with Him. That's what Rabash says, that behind every friend, the Creator stands. And here I can learn. Here, the only thing that's important, what's necessary here is this delicate sharpness of the scrutiny in this. But not to forget that it comes from the Creator only. If I relate to the 10 and to the friends and to the connections and to the manners of connections between us and so on, this is all I have business with the Creator. There's no friend here, there's nothing. There's no one. He wants to show me in this way where I am in the ruin. Yes.
Let's say now that we're in the random tens daily. Not all the time do I have this feeling that this the Creator arranged for me, so I'll experiment.
On the contrary. Here it should be, independently, it should be even more, because here it's easier for me to relate to the random tens, as it's the fate that's fallen on me, and I have to approach them, and in such a way, I discover my attitude towards the Creator.
Where's the motivation? On what depends the motivation to approach it? And
in the Creator. That's why I said it that way. Only in the Creator. This is how I locate my relations with Him, what He's trying to say to me, how I relate to Him. I'm not relating to the friends. Behind each of them, the Creator appears, and in such a manner, He's teaching me how through them I will reach a connection to Him. As adhered as I will be to the friends, I will directly be connected to the Creator. Yes.
Can we say that if I don't find many such points during the day, I'm a lazy bum?
Lazy, yes. Right. Yes.
So what should be the result from the correct work with the 10?
It's either the disclosure of the ruin or some construction, a building, but there has to be a clear feeling from the state of who I am related to the adhesion.
What is adhesion? The state where I see the 10, this is adhesion?
The adhesion that I receive is when I'm under the control of the Creator and He fills all of reality and I am in Him, and with all my internality, all my bones shall speak, so I want to be not in under His control alone. I want to also, from the mind and heart, the recognition, understanding different forces, to identify with Him. Meaning where it's already not just to annul myself before Him, but also to operate with force. For what? The Creator will be revealed. For here He is giving me, it's like the great one gives to the small one, do this, give that. He discloses to me in all of reality all kinds of parts that I need to complete in connection, in love, in place of Him. Until I cover all the kli, all of reality, with my exertion for connection and love. Yes?
In the transition from one ten to another, what should be? What should change?
Nothing needs to change. I don't need to see the faces. I just need to see the changes of states, the different changes, the characteristics, all kinds of things that, well, until it disappears. Until I simply am working, eventually all the changes in the tens need to lead me quicker to the fact that I am holding on to the Creator. And all the rest is the whole world. It's not important to me, the tens. By this, we want to come to a state in which the whole world is actually given towards that attitude on our behalf. And through it, to the Creator. Yes?
So try to identify the frequency of scrutinies.
The frequency of scrutinies, we should try to increase the frequency and the depth of the scrutinies and all sorts of thoughts that are secondary, tertiary, and so on. How it's built upon one another. Yes? It will be revealed. Yes.
You said that I have to see everything in the friends, how the Creator is working towards me, speaking to me.
Mm-hmm.
I understood it, but what do I do with all this talking to me? What should I do?
You need to answer Him as if you were to see before you Him. Relate to the friend like to the Creator in everything that has to do with spiritual work. There may be other engagements with Him that I don't know.
What does it mean to relate to the friend as the Creator?
Like to the Creator. Well, what will I explain to you? With love, with responsibility, with the response, with attention, with everything.
Alex.
Raf, what is the correct action or attitude when you see friends start burning and the Creator immediately awakens the snake, put a stick in the wheel? What?
מפני שבהירות שלהם זה לא מספקת.
because their scrutiny is not sufficient in order to add a more inflammable matter here, fuel. They need to get used to it. There cannot be an ascent without a descent that precedes it. That's it. It's always like that. We need to get used to it. There's a descent. We don't agree with it, but we accept it as desirable for advancement. And we seek in the descent. It's worthwhile to do. It's worthwhile. How do I surrender? How do I subjugate? How do I accept it? Well, flow, like Rabbi Akiva, who lowered his head for the waves. And then the ascent comes. And in the ascent, as much as I hold on to all the friends and the Creator and not let go for a moment, the moment I let go, and that happens, then once again the descent begins, or in a different manner. It could be that the ascent was in a certain slice, and then comes the descent in a special slice.
How can we add this oil in the fire? Because this is what happened.
That's by the group. You can't do it alone. That's by the group. Here we need to awaken one another. And usually envy.
We see this happening now in Europe. It was never felt like this, really. There's burning friends. How can we? What is the correct action now to do?
Now we need to not let this state get turned off, but on the contrary, more and more for it to grow, both in quality and especially in quantity, so that more and more and more friends will join this. And that's how we will come to the convention. I really hope that even more and more people will come. Yes, that. And nevertheless, we need to try to come. The impression from the convention in a manner that, in a way that a person is there, for the Europeans especially, is very important. A person who is with his body inside fully receives through all his senses an impression, and he advances by the others. There truly will be there 400, 500 people in the convention. It's such a intense, immense power that it's really too bad to miss such a thing. I really hope that they will come even more. Yes.
In Europe, it's always this, or was always this sensation, or this the reason, the calculation, what to do. The mind and should we?
Well, so what? That's not bad. I'm for having calculations with your intellect, with your mind.
To go above reason, to let these bodily calculations.
Look, we need to nevertheless understand that the final calculation, it's not us that we're doing. If I save a few hundred euros in order to not come to the convention, I personally don't think that it's the right calculation. It's simply also according to our logic and what we're learning. If I learn that this is the most important profit and the most immense thing that could happen in my life, then how do I not pay for this 200, 300 euros? Tell me. How could it be? That is worthwhile for me, spiritual advancement? That's how it is. Do the calculation. How much over a year do I waste? How much money do I splurge? What is 300 euro, let's say? with the flight, with the convention, let's say, and all that. What is that? Is it a lot of money in Europe? No. But because there's a spiritual matter here, we are given a burdening of the heart, and that's why we're doing such a calculation. Tell me to do now a weekend in, I don't know, in some place, some nice place there, including the flight and a hotel and what, then, and I sit by the pool and fill with all the that food, that garbage food inside me, right? That costs more than 300 euro. And such a weekend I will go to. And to a spiritual weekend where I am really acquiring here spirituality, eternality for my soul, which is beyond this life. I don't want. It's truly a burdening of the heart that's done to us on purpose. It's done to us on purpose. So that we will, so it will be difficult for us, and then against that there will be a reward. I nevertheless hope that they will do the right calculation.
This was the question. Another question is, the marathon we had on Sunday was really, I don't know, a burning fire. Was really an awakening from the world glee and to Europe, and something really special, maybe not so much felt here, but really felt in the world glee, very strong. And now the idea came, many ideas, but the idea came to do again marathon. And again the calculation, yeah, but maybe it's too much too much stress.
Marathon
on the
What, does the marathon cost a lot of money?
That
we need to see, we need to think, because when you do something habitually, the flavor goes away and the taste goes away, and then it becomes second habit, and then you have no innovation in it. If you're going to organize it, it has to be organized well. Yes. Moreover, I think that we have, 3 weeks till the convention? Then, not now, but let's say in another week, not on this coming Sunday, but let's say in another week, do again such a thing. Yes. Then maybe it will heat them up even more to come on that last minute. That's all. I really recommend it. I also wrote that I am willing to do lessons for women there of the convention, for them to organize specifically just for the women, for the women group. And we will do on the side another lesson or two for women especially. So I wanted to just mention that, because maybe as far as the women, more women will come. It's very important. I don't know. In light of what's happening now in Europe from day to day, where this bomb is being disclosed of what was put into this so-called unified Europe, this European Union, without caring for the ego first, how they did this. It's a true ticking bomb. On one hand, you're talking about connection, and between the wicked. It's possible that it could explode. And that's why I think that for the peace of Europe, for its correction, its gradual correction, kind of, it's worthwhile for us to do such things, conventions and more events like these.
I want to say that there's a sense of revolution.
And I felt the friends were entering.
I
felt the friends were entering inside me. I didn't recognize them. I just felt I need to buy a ticket and just go in the Kenneth. That's what I did. Because you feel your Ratzon Lekabel is paralyzed. You know, you don't know what to do. You cannot move. And yesterday there was a meeting, European meeting. There was a lot of friends also, the same avir. I never saw them like that. And the point is, Rav, how from this point you pass it to everybody?
Yes, that's how we will come from. How to come to everyone? Only open our hearts more. Together with us praying for others, we need to open our hearts more. And then in those same paths and those same connections that are between us, more force of love will flow between us, the force of connection that will awaken them and obligate them. Meaning to open the hearts. Okay? So let's hope that in another week or so you will do again this event and at last. Yes?
Huge friends, huge group. Giuseppe from an Italian group, please.
Evo.
Ciao amici, buongiorno. Volevo aggiungere a quello che hanno detto Alex e Terence, veramente molto bello. Volevo aggiungere che nelle ultime 24 ore abbiamo registrato 30 nuove iscrizioni al congresso. La connessione, l'amore e la forza che ha portato questa maratona sta veramente dando tanta forza a tutta l'Europa. E voglio ricordare agli amici che abbiamo tempo fino al 15 di luglio per l'iscrizione e la registrazione, e che aspettiamo tanti altri amici europei. E volevo veramente ringraziare tutto il Clima Mondiale per il supporto che ha dato durante la maratona di domenica, dove siamo rimasti incollati 10 ore allo schermo, 10 ore di commozione, di amore e di connessione. Lechaim a tutti, grazie Rav, grazie amici.
Toda le Giuseppe.
Thank you to Giuseppe. Well, we're really hoping that it will succeed good. The Italian group is a very strong group, specifically thanks to our such friends like him, like Giuseppe. So let's do another marathon in another week or so, and not this coming Sunday. That way it will still be within, before the 15th of July. It will exactly come out on the 15th? That's not good. So, well, then we'll do it, if so, this coming Sunday, like you thought. Okay, let it be that way. I thought that maybe give a little bit more time. Okay, then maybe that's how it's supposed to be. And, yes, Moshe?
We can extend the time for registration so we can have the marathon on the 15th and give the friends a few more days to register.
If it's possible, I think that's good. Wonderful. So let's also think and try to enter this and contribute to it as much as possible, because really here it wasn't felt so much as it was in Europe, and that's good, but nevertheless on our behalf there's more to add. They will take care of it. Moshe, Alex, Terence, they'll drag us forward. Okay, so we finished actually this article to cast their seeds amongst the nations. I would recommend to read it a few more times throughout the day. It's a short article, but there are several very important points in it. that are worthwhile for us to nevertheless be impressed by. More questions? Everything's clear with the tens? Is there anything to add? Is there anything to add to the tens in order for them to be more burning? Well,
it was a very strong workshop. The pace was...
When?
Not now.
Okay.
It's enough, even 20 minutes every day to have such workshop. Short and fast.
Okay, it could be that we will divide our lessons to shorter lessons. I mean, there's nothing you can do. There's a lot of material, and also it's not worthwhile to disregard some material at the expense of the others, and maybe diversify somewhat. Okay, that's it, yes?
I want to propose that every person in the random 10 will take a tiny role, doesn't matter what, and perform it throughout the day towards the 10.
Meaning, are you gathering in these random tens, or virtually, or live, as we call it, in the beginning of the day? Yes? In the afternoon? In the afternoon, it's already, you know, the sunset's coming close already.
It changes from 10 to 10. Yesterday, we gathered at 11. And then again, another beat at 4:30. And then the next 10, it was 8:30.
That was already not with them?
Yeah.
Next 10. That's good if you're doing it at night as the entrance, the kind of acquaintance, the new 10. And then in the morning, what would we do throughout the day? In the evening, a summary and... than the new 10. We will see also what happens later. What else we can change in order to awaken us, to renew the connections. We will see. Yes.
I think we should continue the same exercise as yesterday, that one friend speaks to another. That my heart wants to love you, but to add to it, as we read in the article, that by that we're giving contempt to the Creator. He said, if a person prays and asks to receive the force to bestow, the intention in that is that we give contempt to the Creator, even though we don't feel taste in it. So just add that.
Yes. This enters slowly, slowly. With the force against great resistance, as much as possible to penetrate from heart to heart, it is very difficult. We don't hear, we don't feel, we're laughing inside about it and rejecting. Ruin. But we will overcome, right, Niv? I don't hear.
Yeah.
I don't hear. Wonderful. Also, I don't hear so good. Well, it's the only ear you're screaming. Okay. Yes.
Daily task from Natsat Ilit. Good morning. The groups with us on duty, Poland, UK, Tbilisi, Orlando, and Afula and Nazareth. Daily task, although we had many discussions because a lot has changed, we chose Rav's advice from the beginning of the lesson to scrutinize in the 10 how my attitude towards the friends changes during the day. Again, scrutinize in the 10 how my attitude towards the friends changes during the day. Thank you.
And this divides to the two tens, the five in each.
Rav says that you can divide into two fives inside the ten.
Each group can be six, seven, eight. So you can divide it.
Every group that has 6, 7, 8, so divide it into 4 and 4. We'll talk about it as long as there is a change.